Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra.
Essentially, the motto of Rainbow Paws program is to serve the underserved, and that is filling the gaps in services that may not be available to people living homeless at the moment. Certain people who may be suffering from disabilities, finding it hard to get away from their actual homes. Basically anyone who has been sort of left behind in the available services, Rainbow Paws is there to pick up the slack.
And you're doing that in terms of their animals, because their relationship with their animals?
Absolutely, yes. We understand the relationship between a person and their companion animal can be very important. Very especially vulnerable folks living out in the streets. Now, mostly youth and women tend to be the most vulnerable living homeless. And in some cases, owning a dog then isn't just a matter of companionship. It's actually a matter of security.
Mm. Yes. So tell me who started up this organisation and who makes up the organisation?
Okay, yeah, well, it's our wonderful director. Her name is Natasha Lawrence, and she came up with the idea last year. We're coming up on our one-year anniversary, and she was reading about a similar operation working out of New York City. It inspired her to do a bit of research here in Canberra, and as it turns out, Canberra has the second highest rate of homelessness in Australia. And so there was obviously a need for some kind of service out there to provide food and warm clothing for these animals as well. I think everyone in Canberra knows how chilly it gets, even with four walls and a roof over your head. So we like to imagine how hard it must be for some of those people and their companion animals living rough.
So it's been going for a year. Do you know how many people and animals you've helped or you're helping at the moment?
We are currently serving between 40 and 60 people every week through the distribution centres. That's been growing steadily since our inception. And there are also folks who call us up. As I said before, some people living in homes who are perhaps disabled or otherwise unable to get out of their house. We actually provide a delivery service to these homes. Yeah, we call it the rolling tucker box. And we actually just take some of the pressure off people who are living quite tough at the moment.
And so how do they access the charity or the program? How do they find out about you?
Well, initially it was just word of mouth. Obviously, this is a grassroots organization. Everything sort of came out of Natasha's pocket originally. But we have a website up and running. We also are working on a referral-based system. So a lot of the churches and charities around town actually now are aware of us. And if they can't help the people, they will refer them on to us.
So tell me some of the practical things you do for them. So I'm assuming food, but it's more food, more than food to keep an animal. So what
else?
Absolutely,
yeah, it's more than food. Some people living rough will actually feed their animals before they feed themselves. And that's of grave concern to us. So if we can take the financial pressure off them, that's great. We also provide bedding, clothing for the animals. Sorry, we don't, not for people, sorry. But we provide doggy jackets and cat coats and that sort of thing. Further, we actually provide subsidised medical treatments. We work very closely with a lot of local groups in desexing programs. Desexing is vital, of course, for disease control, population control. And also subsidised medicals. So you can imagine someone living homeless, if their animal has become hurt, vet bills are very expensive and we provide a subsidy for that.
And not only dogs, cats as well?
Not only dogs, cats as well, budgies if they've got them. We all creatures great and small, essentially. Basically, it's if it's a companion animal for someone doing it tough, then we're there to help.
So how are you funded? It's volunteer run?
Absolutely volunteer run, 100% volunteers, no one is paid. Everybody works professionally and gives of their own time outside of those hours. As I said before, the initial costs came straight out of Natasha's pocket and some, you know, friends and family would chip in. At the moment now, word of mouth is starting to spread and we really are doing, you know, some good work and a lot of people are really jumping on board.
And so if someone's listening right now and they're a dog lover or animal lover, and that they'd like to help, what sort of things can people do to help?
Okay, well, the first thing you might want to do is to contact us, maybe go to the website, which is rainbowpaws.org, or you can contact us directly, which is info@rainbowpaws.org, and your emails will be answered immediately, and Natasha or I or one of our other wonderful volunteers will get back to you and figure out a way of collecting your donation.
And what sort of donations are you looking for?
We are looking for pet food. We do ask that the pet food be the food you would serve to your own pets. Nothing expired, unfortunately. We're not allowed to do that. And Jackets, if you have anything like doggy coats, doggy jackets, cat coats, dog beds, cat beds, and clean blankets, we accept all of those things.
I mean, often when an animal dies, it can be really sad and you don't want to throw out all their dog bowls and those sorts of things. Are those things helpful, or an old kennel?
Yes, absolutely. Anything animal related. We are also looking for leashes and collars. There is a legal aspect to having dogs off the leash. So we don't want people to have their companion animals taken off them, say, for a breach of these rules. So leashes and collars are also very gratefully received.
And so in terms, some people come to you, but do you also, as volunteers, go out and look for people who you think might need a hand? I mean, do you approach people on the street?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Natasha is very well known to a lot of the folks who are living rough at the moment around Canberra. Also, she's known at the distribution centres. She has a lot of wonderful partnerships out there in Canberra, allowing us to distribute from their locations. And the word of mouth is really spreading from these distribution centres. But yeah, as you said, Natasha and our volunteers do approach people on the streets and just ask, how are you doing? What's going on? Do you, would you like some food? Mm. Would you doggy like a coat, that type of thing.
And one of the programs, though, is to do with hotel bookings. Can you talk me through that?
Hotel booking, yes.
They're not going to Club Med for dogs.
No, they're not going to Club Med for dogs. Look, there are a myriad of reasons why people might be doing it tough and becoming homeless. Most especially, one of the sadder events would be someone escaping domestic violence in the home and taking the companion animal with them. Sometimes the animals are not welcome in the shelters, so we will provide subsidised housing and rehoming if need be.
Okay, before I let you go though, Sam, again, if give us the website or the email address if people want to contact you and find a way that they can give you some dog or cat pet related things.
Okay, well, our email address is info, and that's at rainbowpaws.org. You can also find us on Facebook under Rainbow Paws Program. I believe there's a Rainbow Paws Program in Hawaii. We are not the Hawaii Rainbow Paws Program. Please make sure it's a Canberra
just
version.
Just to clarify,
yeah, thank you. But otherwise, info@rainbowpaws.org, and we will get back to you immediately.
What about people over the border? Obviously, a lot of our listeners are over the border into New South Wales. Is the program running there?
Actually. We have a distribution centre at St Benedict's Community Centre in Queanbeyan, and we are ever expanding. As I said, this started as a grassroots operation out of Natasha's garage. It's now expanding bigger and bigger, and we are actually looking to go further and further to rural and regional Australia as well, where there is a great need for assistance for companion animals and especially working animals.
Sam, it's been a pleasure chatting to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Georgia.